Hey guys, Coach Jesse here with a podcast today, and I posted a poll on my Instagram story asking people to vote on whether they wanted nutrition or a muscle building podcast today, and it was 70% muscle building, 30% nutrition. So we will talk about muscle building today. Thank you guys for those who voted. If you're not following me on Instagram, just look up ISF_JJ. And give me a follow and stay tuned with my podcast stuff. All right, guys, let's talk about muscle building. Mostly, I assume it's the guys that are listening to this, but you never know. You may have a couple gals who care about the topic and also are interested in gaining muscle. So I'm going to make this quick, effective, and to the point. I got three major things I'm going to talk about when it comes to muscle building, okay? And this is the stuff I think is the most applicable to the average person who cares about building muscle. So the first aspect is reps and sets. I'll talk a little bit about that. Second aspect is frequency of body part training. How often should you train a muscle group? And then the third thing is common challenges that the average person will face on their journey of building muscle. Okay, so let's dig right in. Muscle building, reps and sets. So the standard generalized stereotypical way of approaching muscle building, especially if you're a newbie or a beginner, typically is about three sets of 10 reps. Now that's very general and it's not my favorite way of looking at it, but just stereotypically three sets of 10 is your bro approach to the gym. Now, if you're someone who's very new or within your first few months of training, three sets of 10 on almost any exercise is actually going to work. It's going to be a good standard approach. Now, my favorite approach is to make sure that your foundational lifts, your squat, your deadlift, your bench, your bent over barbell rows, and your pull-ups, and then even your overhead press, that those key factors are really strong. So a very common approach to getting people stronger is what we call 5x5, where it's five sets of five reps, where you're focusing on doing as much weight as you can for about five reps with a squat, a push, you know, like a bench press, dumbbell bench press, a weighted pull up, or like a barbell bench over row. If you can't do a pull-up, then you're doing five repetitions of your, you know, heaviest band-assisted or weight-assisted pull-up. So long story short, guys, you got to get a strong foundation of your compound motions in order to support you being more injury-free, allowing you to do more effective weights in all the other muscle groups. Long story short, if you don't have a strong squat, if you don't have a strong pull, if you don't have a strong basic push, you're going to really struggle to fill out your physique or to really get the body that you're wanting. I'm not saying you won't build a body you like if you don't 100% follow this, but anybody who's looking for the long term needs to think about having a strong foundation. There's only upside to it, and it's a smarter way of going about building your training. So do I think three sets of 10 is great? Absolutely. I think it's generally a good starting point. Do I think it's the only way of looking at it? No. Do I think 5x5 is a great foundation? Absolutely. But let's get more specific. When we think about repetitions, you know, generally speaking, anything between 6 and 15 repetitions, I know that's a broad repetition scheme, y'all, but that is the amount of repetitions needed to help a muscle begin to get stronger, along with leaning more towards the muscle gain, all right? Will someone get stronger if all they ever did was three sets of like 8 to 15? Of course they will, but 8 to 15 reps is more on the muscle building side of the equation. When people lift between 3 and 8 reps, they're a little bit more on the strength side of the equation. So for instance, let's say I had a guy who was just interested in getting strong. He didn't care that much about gaining muscle. He just simply wanted to improve how much weight he could deadlift off the floor, how much weight he could bench press. If all he did was focus on 3 to 5 sets of, you know, 3 to 5 reps or 6 reps at the most, he would gain a lot more strength than muscle size, but he would still gain some muscle. Some guys would gain a little bit more because of just body type and genetics, but you do get what you train for. So if your main goal is muscle building, I'm going to encourage you to lean towards 6 to 15 reps as your average standard while having your base compound movements be really strong for the 5x5 we just talked about, all right? So in general, guys, you're looking at, you know, 3 to 4 working sets per muscle group. Every workout you do, I want you to think about a total of 15 to 20 working sets. Meaning, let's say we choose four different exercises. We want to average around 4 to 5 training sets of each exercise. So let me get this more specific. If I'm doing a chest workout, maybe I'll start with barbell bench press, just on the bench doing regular bench press, and I do 4 sets of 8. And then maybe I go to an incline dumbbell fly and I do 3 sets of 12. Well, it's 2 different exercises, but so far I'm at 7 total sets of work, 7 total sets of stress. And then the next exercise is maybe a dip where I'm focusing on, you know, just more of a body weight motion, and I do 3 sets of 12. Well, now instead of 7 sets, I'm at 10. I would encourage you guys to think about 15 to 20 sets, whether it's 3 exercises or 6 exercises, doesn't matter. 15 to 20 sets is your standard every single workout, okay? And then that should carry you for quite a while. This, you know, for the top 5% bodybuilders in the world, the guys that do competitions and the guys that compete on stage, I mean, their standards are quite a bit different, and some of the stuff they do is quite extreme. But I'm talking to the average fella who wants to put on 10 to 15 pounds of muscle, wants to fill out a shirt a little bit, and feel better about himself. All right, so think about 15 to 20 total sets every workout. Think about 6 to 15 total reps every set. And then make sure your foundational moves like your squat, your pull, your bench, that these are strong, really strong points for you, okay? All right, second phase. Hopefully you're still with me. Frequency of body part training. So if I want to get bigger arms, how often should I train my arms? Well, I do think that this is somewhat of a discussion that's specific to the body part area. So, you know, your arms, guys, are small muscle groups. I mean, think about the difference between how big your legs are, between how big your arms are. Your arms can't handle the same repetition and pounding that probably your legs can, for obvious reasons. Your legs are a lot bigger. They're designed to be able to last longer, produce more force, yada, yada. But I do think that this is a little bit attached to your genetics, a little bit. I don't know that working out a muscle more than 2 to 3 times a week is super effective for the average person. Personally, I've always done legs just once a week, but I, you know, sometimes twice, but most often just once a week. But I stayed really consistent with it, okay? I never really stopped, and you know, for me, that frequency was enough. I mean, in my early 20s, I did a couple men's physique shows, and I didn't really have to have big legs because like the bodybuilder guys had to, but you know, I wanted to make sure I maintained a balanced physique, so I trained them, and once a week was very sufficient. Now, when I trained them hard. I trained them effectively and efficiently. So frequency of body part training, it's really hard to be specific with you because I'm talking very generally, but I'll give you 2 or 3 guiding principles. One would be, you know, if you're still sore in that muscle area from, you know, 48 to 72 hours ago, don't train it. You probably overtrain. If that muscle group is still sore 3 days later, you overtrained it. Your body has a protein synthesis zone, typically that's around 48 hours, where you know all the recovery or all the positive recovery gains you're going to make are going to happen within about 2 days. Now, some people would say as high as 3 days, but generally speaking, guys, you're looking at, okay, if I'm sore for more than 2 days, you probably overdid it a little bit. Now, don't be super technical with me here, but just as a general guiding principle, I want you to think about, you know, not training a muscle group any more than every 3rd, and I would recommend 4th day, all right? I would recommend that you consider training your larger muscle groups a little bit more frequently than your smaller muscle groups. So, for instance, I think it's important, you know, that you look at your back and your hamstrings and glutes and quads as muscle groups that can handle a little bit more frequency than, say, your shoulders, your arms, or your chest. All right, and again, we're talking about muscle building. So instead of thinking about, well, how many times per week, I think a smarter way of looking at your overall program design is in a month or even a year. So I'm gonna get real technical here with you, or a little bit mathematical here with you, so bear with me. In a 365-day year, let's say that you decide to work out 5 days a week. You're super dedicated, you're hitting it hard, you have 2 days off, but let's say you want to have 5 days a week. Let's just say you have 2 weeks off because of sickness or vacation, and so we have 50 weeks a year. 50 weeks times 5 is around 250 workouts, which is extremely dedicated and may not be for you. I'm not saying you have to work out 5 days a week. I'm just saying that for someone serious about making gains, it's very, very common that they choose 4 or 5 days a week. All right. With that being said, 250 workouts. Now, let's take your average muscle building split. Someone may do chest and shoulders, and then someone may do back and biceps, and then someone may have an arms day separate from that. People typically have 4 or 5 day body part splits when they're looking to build muscle. Now, do I think someone has to do that in order to gain muscle? No. But in 250 total workouts, I'd recommend that, you know, you probably want to lean towards, you know, maybe you had like 50 to 60 total workouts that were leg focused and 50 to 60 workouts that were back focused. And then maybe you had around 40 that were shoulder and chest focused, and then 40 that were arm or other varying muscles focused. So if you think on a broader scale, maybe, and to make this more simple, in a month's time, you might think about, hey, I want to train my legs 6 times a month rather than once a week. So you're getting 2 extra stress, you know, stressful but helpful muscle building sessions in a month, rather than trying to force everything into 1 week. Your body may not respond that well to trying to force in 2 workouts of a muscle group per week. And a lot of that has to do with your stress levels, your nutrition levels, your water intake. You know, are you, you know, is your intensity a little too much because you're not recovering fast enough? Guys, there's a lot of variables here, okay? I just want you to think about muscle building beyond just how many times per week. I think that's a limited point of view. And my recommendation is that you take whatever muscle group you're working on and you try, you know, especially the areas you care about, and just make it twice a week. I think that's the simplest thing. But if twice a week doesn't work out well for you, then think about how can I get in 1 or 2 more sessions in this muscle group per month. Maybe I'm getting a little geeked out for some of you guys. I'm just sharing with you things I've learned over my 10 plus years of doing this, okay? All right, last thing. I was trying to keep this to 10 minutes. I've already failed, so if you're still with me, I appreciate it. Common challenges. First one is always nutrition, guys. A lot of people talk about, you know, I'm lifting, I'm not gaining weight. Most of the time, guys, it's just you're just not eating enough food. And I'm not saying go out and pig out and eat a bunch of donuts and sugar and stuff and eat like crap, but you're not eating enough protein probably to help you and support you with your recovery and your protein synthesis of the muscle group that you trained. But you're just not eating enough, period. Your workouts are suffering because you're just not keeping up, especially you guys that are like 16 to 27, where, you know, your hormones are pumping, you're probably pretty active for the most part, maybe not. I really think that, you know, 1 pound, like for every pound of body weight that you have, you need to try to get in 1 gram of protein. So if I weigh 160 pounds, I need to try to get in at least 160 grams of protein. And so to get more specific, you're not eating enough calories total, but you're probably not eating enough protein. And I can talk more about specifics of that later. Second thing, guys, would be your body type. Yes, there's ectomorphs, endomorphs, and mesomorphs. Ectomorph is more what I am, which is where you have a hard time gaining weight. You're naturally lean, skinny. It seems like you can eat a ton of food and you have a hard time putting on weight. That's me to a T. I don't think I'm as extreme as some guys, but that's definitely my predominant highest percentage body type. So, you know, even if you saw me today, I don't look like this massive guy, but you can tell I look more athletic and fit, I suppose, rather than looking like a bodybuilder. But endomorphs, those of you who put on body fat super quickly, it's like you can just be around sugar or be around food and it seems like you put on 5 or 10 pounds. You know, again, about 13% of this stuff is considered genetic. So 87% of it, guys, is your habits and your choices. So again, most of it is in your control. And then mesomorphs are people who seem to put on muscle pretty quickly, but they also put on fat quicker than an ectomorph. So your body type matters. Do I think that a lot of the repetition in sets is fairly consistent for body types? I do, but I would honestly tell you that it's probably more important for someone like myself who's more naturally skinny. to get a strong and really focus on that squat base in order for my body to benefit more from other like leg extension kind of single joint action exercises. All right. So body type, that is something to consider. And so a lot of times people are training and they're not taking into account their body type. Do I think that that's a huge factor? I don't think for the average guy. The average guy just needs to get in and get consistent with his nutrition and his training before we really consider body type a ton. And then the last one, guys, is just abandoning ship. A lot of you guys, you follow, you know, 134 different bodybuilders on Instagram, or you follow so-and-so's diet plan from bodybuilding.com, and you keep flip-flopping. And there's so much good information out there. There's a lot of bad information out there. But you need to stick with the plan. If something's not working, then a couple things I'd invite you to do is say, did you give it enough time? Did you really stick with the plan for at least 6 to 12 weeks, guys? You can't be blaming your personal trainer or these bodybuilders or any program you see online, or even talking, you know, going through a buddy's program in person. You can't blame them and say, oh, your plan is just not working for me because of your own lack of patience. You've got to play the long game. Muscle building is not for the faint of heart. You know, the first 6 to 12 months for a lot of people is super rewarding if they stay with it, because your body will begin to react fairly quickly, especially if you're a young guy or gal who doesn't have a lot of lifting experience. Your body will begin to respond, especially after that 4 to 6 months time of consistency. You know, after that first year of training, it begins to slow down a little bit. That's where just time and energy and consistency begins to pay off. You know, I mean, the first year or two, you might put on 5 to 10 pounds of muscle. 10 pounds of muscle gain in a year, guys, is extremely, extremely good. So I encourage anybody who's on their muscle building journey to just take what I've said, apply it. Hopefully you learn something from it. And if you have any questions, reach out. I'll be happy to help you out. We'll talk to you soon.